This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Large explosions hit Gaza as Israel pummeled the enclave as night fell on Sunday. Gaza's health ministry said 266 Palestinians, including 117 children, had been killed by Israeli airstrikes in the past 24 hours, with Israel keeping up daily bombings that have devastated swaths of heavily urbanized Gaza. Palestinians said they received renewed Israeli military warnings to move from Gaza's north to the south to avoid the deadliest theater of the war. Most of the dead from airstrikes over the past 24 hours were in Gaza's south, Gaza's health ministry said. A second convoy of around 19 aid trucks was allowed to enter Gaza on Sunday, the day after the first humanitarian aid convoy was allowed into the enclave since war erupted. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Hundreds of Gazans waited for hours on Sunday in Khan Yunis to buy bread as aid slowly trickled in across the Rafah border on the Egyptian side. Gazans say they're running out of food, water and essential medical supplies in the enclave, where Israel imposed total siege after a cross-border rampage by Hamas militants saw 1,400 people killed. Gaza's health ministry said Israel's retaliation had killed at least 4,300 Palestinians.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Pope Francis and U.S. President Joe Biden discussed the Israel-Hamas conflict and other wars in a telephone conversation on Sunday, the Vatican said. The conversation lasted about 20 minutes and focused on conflict situations in the world and the need to identify paths to peace, the Vatican said. This is VOA.